The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Before we begin, I invite you to close your eyes. Now, think of any great idol from any genre of music. It's probably a man, isn't it? In pop, Michael Jackson. In rock, Elvis. In jazz, Miles Davis. In reggaeton, of course, Daddy Yankee. But really, music would be nothing if the women hadn't been there. Whether it's blues, rock, jazz, pop, or reggaeton, you can't talk about the musical genre without them, because the same truth comes up in everything. Women came to change music. In rock and roll, nothing has been the same since the indelible, if brief, mark of Janis Joplin. But even she was preceded by other greats, such as Doris Day or Joe Stafford. And in rock, Janis's influence permeated a whole generation that followed. Patti Smith, Kim Gordon, Joan Jett, Susie Sue. And something similar happened in salsa. All of the great icons were men. Joe Batán, Willie Colón, Ray Barreto. But the ladies came to change everything. Among others, La Lupe and Celia Cruz. The latter now has her face on the U.S. quarter. So you be the judge of her transcendence. These prodigious women sang about their complex lives, love and heartbreak, addictions and troubles. No me confundas con tu tóxica, erótica, maldita nena, no soy yo. But with so many human emotions, the styles and themes that are explored in music are never-ending. Artists continue to innovate, but they keep the essentials at the center of all. For reggaeton, the lyrics are unequivocally linked to intimacy. Its infectious beats lead everyone to connect it with a sexual liberation. It is written in the DNA of perreo. And perreo is for everyone and for all. But in a male-dominated music genre, a diva arrived to change the game.
Yes, well, it's very important first mention that Ivy Queen start with a whole world of men.
This is Vania Castaños. She's a music journalist and radio host in Mexico City. Reggaeton used to be dominated by machismo and misogyny. Women were only the object of desire in most lyrics. But a Puerto Rican woman showed up to transform the genre. She warned them.
Y prepárense, que lo que viene no está fácil.
And get ready, because what's coming ain't easy.
and she made it very clear to all the women who followed her step.
Yo quiero bailar, tú quieres sudar y pegarte a mí el cuerpo rosar. Yo te digo si tú me puedes provocar, eso no quiere decir que pa' la cama voy.
Basically, I want to dance, you want to sweat, press up on me and grind. I tell you, yes, you can turn me on. That does not mean I'm going to lay in bed. She was Ivy Queen. And with those lyrics, which today would seem tame, she revolutionized reggaeton. After the arrival of Ivy Queen, the caballota, the diva, the potra, nothing in reggaeton was ever the same. Marta Ibeliz Pesante was born in Puerto Rico in 1972. But her name became known when she, with the help of DJ Negro, released her first album, En Mi Imperio, In My Empire. She was also part of the historic collective, The Noise. But the true historical milestone for her was the 2003 album, Fama, in which she released the single, Yo Quiero Bailar. And she shouted,
eso no quiere decir que pa' la cama voy.
I am Lilia Luciano, your host for this new season of El Flow. In our first season, we chronicled the complex and fascinating history of reggaeton, episode by episode. But that was only the beginning. In this season, estamos aquí para subir el volumen y perrear hasta romper el suelo, con o sin batidora. We'll talk about some of the biggest names in reggaeton today, including J Balvin, Bad Bunny, and Karol G. We'll talk about how nothing will ever be the same again with this musical movement, which today is a global phenomenon. We'll dive into some of the biggest fights in reggaeton, Tiraera Parte 2, revealing how a few angry tweets led to the chart-topping success that everyone knows and loves from Residente. We'll follow Daddy Yankee's transition from baseball to Barrio Fino, the grand slam that nobody expected. We'll meet the women who have seized the mic and climbed the charts in their own way. And of course, we'll talk about the reggaeton song that changed the game and broke all possible records, Despacito. We do it because we know that nothing was ever the same after the tumba 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 dominated the charts and the hearts of people across the entire continent. From the underground airwaves to headlining the world's biggest festivals. And of course we do it because we love perreo. This is El Flow, Season 2, Episode 1, A Crown for the Queen. We'll be back with more after a short break.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
In Mexico City, where Vania Castaños is from, reggaeton can be heard practically everywhere. And there are more and more female artists, but it has not always been so.
There was no woman between Ivy Queen and Karol G. They don't have visibilidad, and that's why I didn't hear a lot of women in reggaeton.
As we mentioned in the previous segment, across all genres, the influence of women has been enormous. On her radio show, Vania showcases women who are making a difference in the urban genre, hip-hop, trap, and obviously in reggaeton. We sat down to talk to her because we wanted to start this new season with something that we love, the way in which women came to change everything in the world of perreo. It may sound like ancient history, but it really wasn't that long ago. In 2005, in a world dominated by men and their perspective, a name began to sound a lot in her native Puerto Rico, but also outside the Caribbean.
Ivy Queen started with Los Doce Discípulos. She was the only woman, and she was very, very fronteadora. She had this attitude.
Los Doce Discípulos included the biggest icons of the time. Tego Calderón, Daddy Yankee, Nicky Jam, Voltio, all men except her. But today she's known as the Queen of Reggaeton. And like the women who came before her in other genres, there are constant themes in her lyrics. You will always get a dose of infidelity, jealousy, money, but above all, female empowerment is always present. With this narrative, she went far. She has been nominated for a Latin Grammy in 2007, 2011, and 2013. And in 2021, the Latin Recording Academy honored her as one of the leading ladies in entertainment. Sharing the news, she posted on her Instagram account, "I am delighted that I was selected as one of the leading ladies of 2021. Along with a phenomenal and select group of spectacular ladies from Puerto Rico to the world over." In a world where women seem to have less and less visibility, the reggaetoneras come out to say the exact opposite. We've arrived, we're here to stay, and watch us. Ivy Queen was the first female soloist to break through. And it was a storm that left a long, noticeable trail. Her rhythm and her flow influenced a generation of bichotas who towered far above their male counterparts and could not show weakness.
Perreando duro le gusta mi culo. Hace tiempo te estoy esperando.
Which translates to, perreando hard, they like my ass. I've been waiting for you for a long time. I don't know about you, but I'm here thinking you do nothing if you're snoring.
Years after Ivy Queen, like 10 years after, we have a lot of good artists like Karol G and Becky G.
poderosa como Karol G. Se siente la dueña de la disco, reina VIP. Hace una bulla cuando sonó la soy B.O.B. Ella está ready para el party.
Let's start with Karol G, la bichota. Carolina Giraldo Navarro, from Medellín, began her relationship with fame after appearing on a reality show called The X Factor in 2006, after which she landed her first record deal. She met international success with various tracks, but her sexually empowering lyrics are always there.
Dije, aquí va a ser donde esto se va a conmocionar y se va a revolucionar porque es una mujer diciendo que su cama no para de sonar.
In this clip from a Univision interview in 2018, she was referring to the song Mi Cama. In the song, she sings,
"Your key no longer fits in my lock. That heat you feel, let another turn off. You don't have a ticket on this flight. Tonight there's a party, but you don't have a suit."
At one point, it was one of the top 10 most viewed videos on YouTube. And from there, things only went up for the Colombian bichota. The name of Karol G became known around the world in 2019 with a song that you'll probably have stuck in your head for the rest of the day, right after I mention it, Tusa. It was a song that came to break all expectations, as it wasn't even meant for a woman to sing it. Sebastián Yatra was very close to recording it. This song, featuring hip-hop artist Nicki Minaj, was the most popular song in Spain in 2020, and today has exceeded billions of plays on Spotify. For her part, Rebeca Marie Gomez, or Becky G, was born in 1997 in Inglewood, California, into a family of Mexican origin. Becky G started out like many in her generation, singing alone in her room in front of a little camera on top of her monitor and uploading the videos to YouTube. Little by little, she was gaining followers, including producer Dr. Luke, which led her to signing a contract with a subsidiary of RCA Records. After a public appearance with Jennifer Lopez, Becky G went on tour with J Balvin. And a short time later, in 2017, together with Bad Bunny, she released the single that catapulted her to success, Mayores. Echoing what Ivy Queen did a few years earlier, she sang, "I like to be treated like a lady,
although I forget about that when we're in bed. I like to be told poetry in the ear at night when we do nasty things."
Those ladies started out, but there have been many more who followed in their footsteps.
CDMX has a very important underground scene of reggaeton with DJ Chrissy, Sueño, and Rosa Pistola. There is where you really notice that reggaeton is very important because there's a big, big industry of reggaeton here in CDMX.
Other up-and-coming artists in reggaeton from Mexico City include Bellakath, who became worldwide known for her hit Gata. Also MC Davo and Ghetto Kids. With the arrival of empowered women like La Bichota or Becky G, reggaeton has been moving forward in terms of popularity and also of inclusion. We return with more after a quick pause.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
In the previous segment, Vania told us about the importance of the OGs of reggaeton, women who are iconic in this musical genre today. They alone paved the way for the successes that are rising today.
I think reggaeton, the music, have evolved to a point where people can just dance anywhere they want and be who they want to be and live with that and go around the world with that.
This is Patricia Velasquez. She's part of the Hasta Abajo Project, the first reggaeton historical archive in Puerto Rico, with which they seek to make the genre known for its importance and value in contemporary Puerto Rican culture. Patricia, together with Ashley Mayor, founded this ambitious cultural project. It is a group led by women and femme people. Here's Ashley.
Absolutely. These are all ways that, you know, people are coming together, and music has this way of bringing people together. And we can create an opportunity to become resistance, to become liberatory, liberation from kind of strongly held, kind of heteronormative societal expectations, or whether it's, you know, liberation from spaces in which you can't be authentically yourself.
Something authentic, yes, but that preserves the most important parts of the genre.
It's like, you know, the dance floor gives you that moment to be joyful in who you are.
Ashley and Patricia are not only promoters of reggaeton, they're also academics in the field of history specifically. Ashley studies at Georgetown University and Patricia at the University of Puerto Rico. But they met while working at the Smithsonian Institution. They were united by a deep love for reggaeton and the need to study and understand it from an academic perspective. Today, they maintain and preserve a reggaeton archive that includes all kinds of paraphernalia: records, pressed images, t-shirts, mugs, necklaces, and they also have an oral history project. Patricia Velasquez studied at the campus of the University of Puerto Rico in Río Piedras, where she shared her time with an artist who's changing reggaeton trends today, Villana Antillana. At birth, she was given a name and a gender that do not align with her self-identification. She's not the only one, but she is the most visible face of the trans community in reggaeton, making fun and valuable music in a genre that was previously considered male-dominated.
Ivy Queen was a big collaborator with trans community on her performances, mixing reggaeton with gender identity and sexuality in a way that it has, you know, created a path for people like Villana, who are queer people and thriving in this genre. They included themselves in reggaeton. I'm not going to give it to the music. I'm going to give it still to the community again, because it's like their activism, their presence, their existence that can make this possible.
Villana studied political science at the university, and in her appearances and lyrics, she shows it. When interviewed by journalist Jorge Ramos for Univision,
yo pienso que el género no va muy por el poder de la mujer. Somos las mujeres las que estamos ahora mismo como que llevándolo en esa.
She declared the gender isn't solely about women's power. Artists such as Karol G are redefining it. This shift emphasizes empowerment over violence, aligning with a feminine and personal approach to music. In another interview with the San Diego Tribune Herald, she said, "I think this activist part comes because I have no other choice. It's not necessarily because I wanted to call myself an activist. I personally exist, and I rely a lot on the activism of existing. Given how revolutionary it is to be a trans person in the world."
I think that's part of this shift in popular culture. It's also a societal shift as well, where I think people from the LGBTQ plus community are beginning to claim more space for themselves.
In her session with Bizarrap, where she introduces herself as Villano Antillano, she raps at full speed.
"I am the boss and you're the secretary. You're not at the level to be my adversary. Look how I dress, catch my clothes. For me, there's no vaccine. I am like malaria."
It has over 250 million streams on Spotify. Thus, the identity of artists like Villana Antillana, reflected in her songs, invite reflection and openness in a society like the one that exists in Puerto Rico and throughout Latin America.
And they're claiming more space for themselves in every aspect, not just in music, but in all cultural aspects that we can see in Puerto Rico and outside of Puerto Rico.
The empowerment of women and those who identify with the LGBTQ plus community have created an urgent revolution in the world of reggaeton that echoes in societies not only in Puerto Rico, but throughout the world. With this leap forward, with the contributions of brave and transgressive artists, reggaeton, which for years had been branded as a macho genre, violent against women, has been changing.
And that also connects with feminism and reggaeton. Because it's with that autonomy over your body and the feeling of liberation of the dancing and making a choice just to listen to this music that connects with a very important aspect of a woman, like a Caribbean woman or a Caribbean woman in Puerto Rico, to be a feminist and to recognize, you know, the violence against us because of patriarchy and heteronormative and gender roles. But being able to even enjoy this music that you love so much, that speaks to your soul because it's part of your culture and your identity, and dancing and, you know, living that is very also important for feminism in Puerto Rico and in feminism around the world.
It is important to talk about another rising artist in this historical context that Ashley talks about. An artist who at just 24 years old is breaking new ground by mixing reggaeton with trap with incredible lyrics about love and lust between women.
"Speaking clearly, I have a problem. It's that quickly I fall for girls. If they talk nice to me, I get married without dilemma. And I eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner."
She is Young Miko. She has songs with Villana Antillana and ended up in 2021 being one of the most listened to artists of her generation in Puerto Rico. And as an incredible surprise, just this summer, Karol G announced on her Instagram account that Young Miko would be a special guest in the United States leg of her Mañana Será Bonito tour. Young Miko was the opening act of some of the country's most recognized stadiums, including the Rose Bowl in Los Angeles and the MetLife Stadium in New York. She sang her duet on stage with La Bichota. As in any other genre, most of the people who live and breathe reggaeton are not the artists. It's the fans. And the fans today enjoy a more respectful environment after women left an indelible mark in the world of perreo. Here again, Vania Castaños.
Yes, I think reggaeton is now inclusive and makes spaces more inclusive and make parties more inclusive and make even pláticas more inclusive because reggaeton breaks stereotypos.
Everything after a line that came to change, well, everything. That doesn't mean that I'm going to bed.
I think that nowadays it's more easy to go out party and perrear without feeling that a guy is gonna come to you and violarte. That was really what happened when a woman went to party. And I love more to go perreos now than to go to clubs or parties where they don't play perreo, because in perreo places I feel more safe.
In a more inclusive world, that's where we're all headed. Rosalía went from singing flamenco to taking inspiration from Caribbean rhythms like reggaeton. In 2021, she released a single with the Dominican artist Toquicha, in which she sang,
"Las amigas que se besan son la mejor compañía."
Girlfriends who kiss are the best company. She did it by inviting fun and diversity. And she was followed by more and more artists mixing reggaeton with their own musical disciplines, blending different cultures and traditions. We'll talk more about this in the next episode of El Flow.
The second season of El Flow was written and produced by Álvaro Céspedes and Reynold Gutierrez in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and is hosted by me, Lilia Luciano. Edited by Carmen Graterol. Fact-checking by Samedi Aguirre. Executive producers are Carmen Graterol, Rose Reed, Isaac Lee, and Lilia Luciano. Sound design by Pachi Quiñones, Hugo Mendoza, and Gonzalo Messi. Special thanks to Veronica Hernandez and Pedro Aguirre. Our executive producers at iHeart are Giselle Vances
and Arlene Santana.
For more My Cultura podcasts, listen to the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.